welcome back for the second hour of the Wilner Window. As our hosts, Don Goldberg and Arnie Gitomer, the nutritional supplement professionals, invite you once again to look in on a discussion of nutritional supplements and their role in preventing disease and promoting optimal health. Don and Arnie are both pharmacists, the owners of Wilner Chemists, New York's oldest and largest nutritional pharmacy, and the authors of the highly acclaimed book, The Best Supplements for Your Health. You can just sit back and enjoy the view, or you can call in with your questions. The number to call is 1-800-321-0710. That's 1-800-321-0710. Now, back to Arnie and Don.
Welcome back to the second hour of the Wilner Window. This is Arnie Gitomer, once again, joined by Dr. Richard Podell, our medical expert, and our special guest, Paul Stamets. And we had a wonderful first hour. And those of you who are tuning in late, you can listen to the first hour of the Wilner Window sometime tomorrow on our website, www.wilner.com. Just follow the links to radio, and you'll find a way to listen to the radio show. Okay. Are you still there, Paul?
Yes, I am.
Okay, just checking. I knew you were there. Okay. One of the things that Fungi Perfecti does is you guys use organic mushrooms. Why is it important to use organic mushrooms?
Great question. We've been certified organic for over 15 years, and we are a reflection of the ecosystem that gives us birth and in which we live, and the same is true with mushrooms. Mushrooms actually can hyperaccumulate heavy metals. That's why it's not advisable, you know, if you're downstream from a steel mill in New Jersey or in China. Mushrooms can hyperaccumulate cadmium, mercury in particular, and lead. And so it's really important that you know where your medicinal mushrooms or your organic mushrooms are coming from. And I'm thankful that I live at the base of the Olympic Peninsula in Washington State. So I'm just a few miles away from old growth forests. I'm surrounded by really beautiful forests. And we have an extremely clean product line. And this is, unfortunately, this is not well understood by the purchasing public, is that when you buy any product for that matter, but especially when you're buying mushroom products and mushroom supplements, you should know who grew them. You should know and see the certified organic certificate of the producer. Unfortunately, the USDA and the FDA, they have a lot of challenges. They don't have enough people to do enforcement. A number of disreputable companies have been using the organic label illegally, frankly, but the laws have not been enforced. So it's really important, whether it's from us or from anyone else, know who grew them, where they're being grown, and if they are truly certified organic, and insist on seeing their documentation.
Okay. Thank you for that explanation. I know for myself, too. Okay. Let's say hello to Rose from Millburn, New Jersey. Hi, Rose.
Yes, hi. How are you?
We're good.
I'd like to know what you think of the dried Danka shiitake mushrooms. I eat them all the time. I order them from Japan, and I was wondering, I know you use the turkey tail mushrooms, but I'd like to know what you think of the shiitake mushrooms.
I love shiitake, and I eat them several times a week. We grow lots of them here. Danko, for those listeners, it's a cracked shiitake. And in the cultivation process, they water and they stop watering and they let them dry out. They water again, and little fissures, little cracks form on the cap. And I've done taste tests side by side, and the Japanese are absolutely correct. It does increase the spiciness of the flavor of the mushrooms. The concern I have is related to the previous answer that I gave. You know, where were those mushrooms grown? Are they being transshipped from China now or other countries? Now, it is known by the cognoscente in this industry that the Chinese have been shipping, let me just say it plain and simply, dirty product that, and they've been using formaldehyde and other gases to prevent insects from growing. And so, as a result, when mushrooms produce aldehydes, and when you add nitrogen gas, formaldehyde is being produced. And we're wondering, how is it possible that, for instance, a shiitake from China could be on a freighter for 4 weeks and show up fresh, looking good? That's really not very possible in the normal course of events. And then looking at this, we found out that indeed they're fumigating them. This goes back to this. The problem that we face today as a world community is the Earth is becoming increasingly more polluted. And though the danko, shiitake from Japan in the 60s and 70s was probably wonderful, our analyses of mushrooms coming from Asia, unfortunately, are showing heavy metal contents way, way higher than anything we've ever seen before. So, you can't detect this in flavor, so it doesn't do you much good to take a mushroom to help your immune system when it's contaminated with heavy metals and pesticides, Durzban in particular. Because of deforestation in Asia and in China, they can't use wood as much, and so they're using agricultural products increasingly, and insect contamination is a big issue, and so they use a lot of insecticides. So the organic from China, really, frankly, does not make much sense. You can't really track it, and it lacks credibility. So I would encourage you to buy from a local New York organic producer of shiitake mushrooms. They are at the farmers markets. Support your local producers. They're great people. It's a small cottage industry. You can create those donkos by putting them out in the sun when they're fresh. And by the way, mushrooms being put into sunlight produce the most vitamin D of any land-based organism. I published this in a peer-reviewed journal, and the mushroom, the IUs, one IU of vitamin D is 40 micrograms, and the IUs of shiitake mushrooms grown inside of a building can be 40 IUs. You can put those shiitake mushrooms with the gills up outside in the summertime, and the IUs go from 40 IUs to 40,000 IUs of vitamin D. They skyrocket because ultraviolet light converts a compound called ergosterol into provitamin D2. And you can even take dried mushrooms that you collected in the wild. If you go out and hunting wild mushrooms, and they're dried mushrooms and they've been stored over the winter time, you can take dried mushrooms out in the sunlight in the middle of June and July for 2 days, and the amount of natural vitamin D skyrockets. So this was just recently discovered, that mushrooms are a fantastic source of provitamin D2, and vitamin D is extremely important for your immune system. So it's a circuitous answer, but the point is that you should know where the mushrooms come from, no matter where you buy them. And I love donkos myself, so I'm with you on that. They're wonderfully delicious mushrooms.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
All right, Rose. Thanks so much for that call. 1-800-321-0710. That's our number here in the studio if you want to talk to Paul Stamets. And why wouldn't you? Okay, next one. We have Lynn from Brooklyn, New York, my hometown. Welcome to the Wilner Window.
Hi, thank you. You mentioned turkey tail for non-estrogen dominant breast cancer. But what if it's estrogen-driven receptor sites for breast cancer?
Great question. Did work with the City of Hope in Los Angeles, and we specifically looked at turkey tail mushroom extracts as well as eight other species for their inhibition of aromatase, and that enzyme is associated with breast cancer growth that is related. That is estrogen receptor positive. And sure enough, these mushrooms significantly inhibited aromatase. So because of the patient population that was being studied for the clinical study, they had to carve out and divide the two populations. So they chose non-ER breast cancer patients, but we do have very good reports showing that these mushrooms inhibit aromatase as well as 5-alpha reductase, which is associated with prostate cancer growth. So turkey tails and agarikon and maitake and reishi are three or four of the mushrooms that show significant aromatase inhibition. So this mushroom is quite remarkable because it's showing a too soon to be reported a possible immune benefit with non-ER as well as ER breast cancer patients.
Okay. Thanks for that call, Lynn. All right. We need to pause for a short break. You're listening to The Wilner Window here on WOR New York and WGKA down in Atlanta, Georgia. Oh, I know what I wanted to ask you, Paul. Why is it important in estrogen-dominant breast cancer to inhibit aromatase?
Aromatase is an enzyme that is intimately associated with the breast with the growth of breast cancer tumors. And so if you can inhibit aromatase, there is a cofactor effect on the slowing down the growth of the tumor. And I'm sure that Richard could speak to this more authoritatively than myself.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Paul. Okay. Yeah, we need to pause for a short break. Our phone number here, 1-800-321-0710. This is Arnie Gitomer.
This is Dr. Richard Podell.
Our special guest, Paul Stamets, will all be back after these messages.
I just tried a new product from Jaru Formulas, Ideal Bowel Support, and I was very impressed. I recently returned from the Middle East, and I don't know what it was, the airplane food, the time change, whatever, but I was having a major problem with my digestive system. Gas, bloating, a little constipated. I tried some fiber. It didn't help at all. So I picked up a box of Jaro's new IBS, Ideal Bowel Support, a probiotic containing a special strain of lactobacillus clinically studied for exactly this type of problem, intestinal health. It worked. I took one in the morning, one in the evening, and by the next morning, I felt fine. I am sold on this product. Jaro Formula's Ideal Bowel Support for intestinal discomfort, gas, and bloating, and to support regularity. A controlled, double-blind, randomized study showed complete improvement in 45% of patients compared to 15% taking placebo. Ideal Bowel Support from Jaro Formulas, available at Wilner Chemists, discount priced, of course.
This is Arnie Gitomer, and some people think that because Wilner Chemist has such a wide selection of nutritional and herbal supplements and so many nutritionists and pharmacists on hand to help you decide which products are right for you and how to properly take them, that the prices must be high. Well, nothing could be further from the truth. The fact is, you'll find that Wilner Chemist has some of the best discount prices anywhere. It's true. You don't believe me? Well, listen to this. Right now, in addition to our low everyday 20% discounts, we have the following sale discounts in effect. The entire Source Naturals line is 35% off. Country Life, Enzymatic Therapies, Sprung Janssen, Nature's Way, and Da Vinci Labs. The full lines are on sale at 30% off. And there's more. We also have deals on Solgar, Jaro Formulas, Doctor's Best, and Allergy Research Group. How do you find out what else is on sale? Well, you go to our website, www.wilner.com. Check the On Sale tab. While you're there, sign up for our newsletter or request our free product catalog. You can also call for a catalog. It's 1-800-633-1106. Leave your name and address. Once again, 1-800-633-1106. Even better, visit us at either of our two stores in Manhattan or our store in Atlanta. In Manhattan, our Midtown store is at 100 Park Avenue, 41st and Park, a block south of Grand Central Terminal. And the downtown store is at 253 Broadway, near the corner of Murray Street, right across from City Hall. In Atlanta, we're conveniently located in the heart of Buckhead at 2900 Peachtree Road. And while you're on our website, Wilner.com, and Wilner is two L's, by the way, be sure to check out all the informative articles, reference materials, and audio files of previous radio shows. You can look up product prices, even place your orders on the website as well. That's www.wilner.com. Wilner Chemist, the nutritional supplement professionals. We'll be back in just a moment.
This is Don Goldberg, and I have a question for you. How is your energy level these days? Feeling tired and a little run down? If so, maybe you should try Solgar's Ubiquinol, the pre-converted form of CoQ10. Ubiquinol is not a harsh stimulant like caffeine. It's an antioxidant that provides sustained natural energy. Your body makes Ubiquinol, and it's present in every cell. It provides the spark for 95% of your cellular energy production. Without it, you don't run. The problem is that as we age, our body's ability to produce CoQ10 and then convert it to ubiquinol declines, which is why we slow down. To make matters worse, statin drugs, which millions take to lower cholesterol, also blocks your production of CoQ10. Taking Solgar's Ubiquinol replenishes optimal levels of this important energy component for baby boomers and statin users, so you can feel young again. Research shows that consumption of EPA and DHA omega-3 fatty acids may reduce the risk of coronary heart disease. Twin Labs Krill Essentials Omega-3 Cardio Krill Oil contains 100% pure krill oil, which contains omega-3 fatty acids, EPA and DHA, in a phospholipid form. This phospholipid form is more bioavailable than omega-3 triglycerides found in regular fish oil products. The phospholipid complex is more easily recognized, incorporated, and utilized by the body. Combined with the naturally occurring antioxidant astaxanthin, this phospholipid helps to prevent oxidation, which can lower the quality of omega-3 fatty acids from fish. To further support heart health, TwinLab added vitamins B6, B12, and folic acid to the Krill Essentials formula. Krill Essentials Omega-3 Cardio Krill Oil, along with all other products in the TwinLab line, is on sale at 35% off list price at Wilner Chemists.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
And welcome back. Arnie Gotomer, along with Dr. Richard Podell. Our special guest is Paul Stamets. Paul's the president of a company called Fungi Perfecti, who provide mushroom supplements and also mushrooms in the edible form as well. Okay, and all of the products we mentioned today are available from Fungi Perfecti, and they're all listed on our website, wilner.com. Just go to the manufacturer and scroll down to Fungi Perfecti. You'll see all of the products, the My Community, the Agaricon, the Turkey Tail. They're all there. Or if you're not interested in doing website, give us a call at the store sometime tomorrow, 1-800-633-1106, and we'll be glad to help you out there. All righty. Philip from Manhattan, you're live on the Wilner Window.
Yeah, you always have fascinating programs, but this is especially touching to me because of breast cancer problems with my daughters, my sister, my wife, and relatives, and it just blew me away. Paul Stamets, I hope you get a Nobel Prize for doing this, but I just want to make a comment. You told something about turning the mushroom gills up and going from 40 to 40,000. I lived in Germany with I was married in Germany. And my mother-in-law took us out picking mushrooms after a rain, where you could smell the air from the lightning and stuff. And she said, pick mushrooms that are only in the sun, because even if it's a poisonous mushroom, but you pick by mistake, if it's in the sun, it'll make you sick, but it won't kill you. But if it's in the shade of a forest, it will kill you. Is there anything that you know about that with all the knowledge you seem to have about mushrooms, Paul?
Emphatically not true.
Oh, really?
Yes. However, you know, this is folkloric knowledge is always sort of, you know, has a mixture of truths, half-truths, and things are just plain wrong. It's very interesting that she would say you pick mushrooms in the sun because no doubt they would have a lot more vitamin D. So my kudos to her for that wisdom. But No, mushrooms are like plants. We know plants are edible or poisonous from the experiences of our ancestors who have a body intellect of knowledge. And same with mushrooms. Mushrooms are, so mushrooms in the same genus, there are some that are edible and some that are poisonous. But you can't be poisoned from the most deadly poisonous mushroom in the world by touching it. You know, you have to, it has to be ingested. There's a great mycological societies all over the United States. These are clusters of amateurs and professionals. The national organization is called the North American Mycological Association. Their web address as a nonprofit is NAMYCO, NAMYCO.org. In New York, you've got Gary Linkoff, my dear friend, who teaches at the Botanical Gardens. He wrote the Audubon Field Guide to Wild Mushrooms and many other books. He's a fantastic resource. He's the Woody Allen of the mushroom scene in my mind. And you can go to these meetings and learn which mushrooms are edible or poisonous and join foraying groups. Very, very few people in the United States, compared to our population of nearly 300 million, die from mushrooms. Maybe 1 or 0 to 5 per year. But if anybody dies from eating mushrooms, everybody hears about it. You know, just, and most of the deaths are associated with people from Thailand, Cambodia, Vietnam, and the Far East, and they mistake the paddy straw mushroom, which is edible, with amanitas, and some of which can be deadly poisonous. So, with great respect, you know, she was partially right on the fact that mushrooms in sunlight are more healthy for you because of vitamin D, but that general rule is not true. You know, please check out Gary Linkoff's book or join a mycological society and they can help you out.
Well, thank you for that. Now, would you just repeat that name? It's N-A what? I missed that letter.
N is in Nancy, A, M is in Mary, Y, CO.org, North American Mycological Association. On that website, you can click anywhere from Georgia to California to New York, and you can find a local society. It's been a fantastic mushroom season out here in the Northwest. You folks had the great season last year. So it seems like every other year there are great mushroom seasons. But this is a really eclectic, interesting group of individuals. Many doctors are involved, many scientists, but then you get these individuals from the School of Hard Knocks who have just worldwide wisdom, and we really benefit from individuals with their ancestral knowledge or knowledge from other lands giving little tidbits of wisdom that we can then incorporate into the body intellect that we all can further enjoy.
Philip, well, thanks so much.
You seem to have quite a body of intellect, and I'm so grateful for this program. I'm going to listen to the podcast to make certain I didn't miss anything because I did get a phone call during it. But thanks so much. Wonderful show.
Thank you.
Okay, Philip. Thanks for those kind words. Okay, Felice from Greenwich, Connecticut. You're live on the Wilner Window.
Yes. Hi. Thank you for taking my call. I'd like to know if I can take those products if you have a yeast problem. Yeast overgrowth.
Well, that's an excellent question that we get a lot. And Dr. Andrew Weil, Dr. Donald Abrams, Christopher Hobbs, myself, we all are very strong in stating that, yes, you should be taking these mushrooms. The yeasts are fungi, but they're single cell, like beads on a string. They can string up, but generally speaking, they're unicellular fungal bodies. And actually, the higher fungi, mushrooms, use yeast as a food source. So they actually attack yeast. So this is the biggest misunderstanding coming from traditional Chinese medicine is that you shouldn't take fungal products if you have a yeast infection. Emphatically not true. We actually, here in our laboratories, we add yeast to our media to grow healthy mushroom mycelium. So the yeast is a food source for mushrooms. Mushrooms gobble up yeast, and so if you have a yeast infection, there is no contraindications whatsoever.
All right, Felice, thanks so much for that question. And it's time for another short break. You're listening to the Wilner Window here on WOR in New York, WGKA in Atlanta. We'll be back after these messages.
Each Each of us is born with more than 100 billion brain cells. That's about 10 times the number of stars in the Milky Way, or about 20 times the number of people on planet Earth. But our brains don't stop there. New research shows that we continue to grow gray matter all the way through childhood, adolescence, and early adulthood. How do we make sure that the brains of our little ones are thriving? There is a simple answer. Pure, great-tasting fish oils from Nordic Naturals. Countless studies show that the omega-3s in fish oil provide crucial cranial support to children of all ages, improving learning, memory, and behavior. Over the last decade, Nordic Naturals has developed a complete line of omega-3 supplements and multivitamins just for kids. We've also recently begun offering a special training for parents on children's health. To get information about this unique opportunity or for a free educational coloring book and growth chart, call 800-662-2544 or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to your children's health, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
News Talk Radio 710 WOR.
I've been told that there are some of you out there who do not purchase your nutritional supplements from Wilner Chemists. Not many of you, but there are a few. I don't get it. Wilner Chemists is the oldest nutritionally oriented pharmacy in New York. They have one of the widest selections of vitamin products in the world, all at discount prices. And they have the most knowledgeable nutritionally trained pharmacists around, always ready to answer your questions about supplements. So, what's the problem? Location? Can't be. There are two convenient Wilner Chemists locations in New York. Midtown at 100 Park Avenue, one block south of Grand Central Terminal, and downtown at 253 Broadway across from City Hall. Both stores are big, friendly, and easy to get to. They even have a store in Atlanta, Georgia. Wilner Chemist has a website at wilner.com, and they have one of the best mail-order catalogs around. So get with it. Become a Wilner Chemist customer. 1-800-633-1106 or on the web at wilner.com. That's 1-800-633-1106. Wilner Chemists, the nutritional supplement professionals.
Now to Bill Powers for the traffic.
And on the Jackie Robinson Parkway, westbound side of Myrtle Avenue, a lane blocked off. Unauthorized truck is on the roadway, so you want to steer clear. Van Wyck, southbound side, Union Turnpike to Hillside Avenue. Heavy traffic with a multi-car crash in the left lane. Across the Brooklyn Bridge, heading into town, earlier accident is gone, but traffic is still very slow in both directions. The Manhattan Bridge is going to be a better option for you. If you're trying to get across the Hudson River, GW Bridge, that's a 30-minute wait on the upper deck heading into town. Lower deck, a 10-minute wait. Outbound side, no major problems. Holland's going to cost you 5 in, outbound 10. Lincoln's going to cost you 5 in, 10 on the outbound side as well. Getting across the Tappan Zee Bridge, I'm not seeing any delays, so that's good news for you. This report is sponsored by Constellation Energy. Choose Constellation Energy and save on your electricity rate on JCPL and PSEG service territories. Sign up at home.newenergy.com. See website for terms and for conditions. I'm Bill Powers. That's WOR Traffic.
Looking for a good doctor? Wouldn't it be great if you could find a medical doctor who was expert not only in conventional medicine, but also an expert in integrative or alternative medicine? Well, if you've been listening to the show, you know that the answer to this elusive quest is sitting right here in our studio, Dr. Richard Podell. Why integrative medicine? Well, most chronic health problems do better when we add holistic support for the body's natural healing systems. This includes nutrition, natural hormones, herbal medicines, and mind body techniques. Conditions that respond best include chronic fatigue, low thyroid, fibromyalgia, chronic depression, stress-related disorders, osteoporosis, and irritable bowel. Dr. Podell has offices in both Summit and Somerset, New Jersey. Telephone is 908-273-7770. That's 908-273-7770 or on the web at drpodell.org. drpodell.org.
Gregory, it's me, your mother. If you're there, pick up. Are you taking your chiolic aged garlic extract? You'd better be. I already told you about its benefits. The improved circulation, how it's a strong antioxidant and helpful against cancer. And chiolic reduces your cholesterol. Do you want to end up like your Uncle Frank? No, of course you don't. It's organically grown, and it won't give you bad breath or body odor. I know people your age are concerned about such things. Oh, did I mention it enhances your immune system? You'll live longer. Do you need me to bring you some, Gregory? Really, I don't mind driving on the highway, even at night. So please call me. Let me know you're okay. Or if you need more chiolic aged garlic extract. I love you.
Moms love chiolic as much as they love you. Available wherever fine nutritional supplements are sold. Visit www.chiolic.com for more information or call 1-800-421-2998 for a free sample.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
And welcome back, Arnie Gatomer, along with Dr. Richard Prodell. Our special guest is Paul Stamets, and we're discussing medicinal mushrooms and all sorts of good things that they do. And our phone number here in the studio is 1-800-321-0710, 1-800-321-0710. We've got a couple of open lines. If you tried to get through earlier and you couldn't, you can get through now. Okay, let's say hello to Valerie from Port Washington, Long Island. Hi, Valerie.
Hello. Is that the North American Mycological Society?
The North American Mycological Association.
Association, and you can Google that at
NAMYCO.org. And that's a website. You don't have to Google it.
Oh, okay. I'm not good with that. So breast cancer, both the estrogen and the non-estrogen, is turkey tail?
Yeah, well, there is, the evidence so far supports the efficacy in addressing both those types of breast cancer.
And what about melanoma?
Well, that's an interesting question. I was approached by a renowned university hospital in Seattle who is a specialist in a form of skin cancer, both melanoma and Merkel cell carcinoma. And the physician approached me, and he called me up. He said, Paul, I'm a conventional oncologist. I'm a doctor who specializes in Merkel cell carcinoma, but I can't ignore these case histories. I have two patients here who had stage 4 highly metastasized Merkel cell carcinoma, which is more deadly than melanoma. They did their case studies because after 3 years they were cancer free, and they brought the patients back in and said, you know, we couldn't do anything for you except for cutting out the cancer. There was no radiation or chemotherapy with this type of skin cancer, and they said, what did you do? And both patients said the same thing. You know, patients don't want to be made fun of by their doctors when they tell them they're doing alternative medicine. In both cases where these patients spontaneously recovered, they were taking host defense. And so this one man who's 54 years of age had 39 lymph nodes removed. Number one, I didn't even know you had 39 lymph nodes. And he was definitely on his way out. He is now cancer-free today because he recovered, and they resect these tumors on week one, and then they come back on week 6, and every time they return, they look for how much these tumors are growing. And in both cases, they recovered, and this one gentleman, 54 years of age, was wealthy enough that he's now sponsored a clinical study. And so right in front of me, I have the clinical study protocol, and this is being done at Bastyr University. The other...
what university, sir?
At Bastyr Medical School. In Kenmore, Washington, this study is just beginning, and I went up to Seattle and faced 15 oncologists and five histologists, and three of the oncologists had already gone up the learning curve, and they all concluded this can do no harm, and since the individual is willing to sponsor the clinical study, we have a clinical study now with a form of skin cancer. Merkel cell carcinoma is not melanoma, but its presentation is very, very similar. And so this is really interesting that these mushrooms may be helpful in addressing the issues with many of these solid tumors. You know, time will tell. The clinical trials will speak for themselves. But this, I think, is important. And many physicians that I know, they're very attentive now to case studies. You know, in the clusters of individuals who have a positive response, you know, is there a causal mechanism? Is there a common theme? And in this case, they were sufficiently impressed, and this form of skin cancer is so deadly that they chose to marshal their resources to combine two universities to do this clinical study.
Which of your products are being used for this?
Well, great question, because here we have the same problem of a 17-species blend. You know, which species is responsible? So they chose turkey tail and lion's mane. Lion's mane is a very interesting species. The Latin binomial is Hericium arenaceus. And now the reason why lion's mane was chosen is a naturopathic doctor called up because she had a patient with Merkel cell carcinoma who was having neuropathy, a problem with her nerves. And so lion's mane is been well studied for its novel nerve growth stimulant factors. Now, this actually causes neurons to regrow and prevents neuropathy. And so this is a very exciting research on lion's mane. There's a new compound called arenacines, named after the mushroom, Hericium arenaceus. And so he started taking lion's mane, which is in my community, and host defense product, and this person recovered. So they're using lion's mane and turkey tail, because turkey tail has been well reviewed by NIH already, and so this clinical study is ongoing as well. So Dr. Kawagishi of Japan first made this discovery that lion's mane mushrooms help regrow neurons, and he's presented it as a potential prevention and treatment of a variety of forms of dementia, and as well as neuropathy, including Alzheimer's, Parkinson's disease, and other diseases that are associated with the degradation of neurons as we age. So this is how these things are built, and I think these mushrooms are a treasure trove of new medicines and adjunct therapies. And the line is being blurred now between foods and medicines. You know, foods can be medicinal, and it takes cases like this and very astute doctors who are not prejudiced, who are objective enough to say, you know, let's look into this. And I'm really happy that these studies are ongoing, and this will be actually the fourth clinical study on medicinal mushrooms in the United States.
All right, so we're heading in the right direction as far as natural medicine is concerned. That's for sure. Valerie, thanks so much for that call. Next, let's talk to Kevin, also from Port Washington, Long Island. You're live on the Wilner Window.
Yes, hi, Arnie. Thanks for taking my call. I have a question for Paul regarding Mercer. Unfortunately, I contracted that twice this year, and I'm really trying to find some way of boosting my immune system, especially in conjunction or with regard to, that particular bacteria. Have you had any experience with that, Paul?
As a matter of fact, we have. And I have a new book out called Mycelium Running, How Mushrooms Can Help Save the World. We sent up to an FDA-approved laboratory in Seattle 10 of our mushroom species for testing against MRSA. MRSA is methicillin-resistant strains of Staphylococcus aureus, and that's what MRSA stands for. And my wife, fortunately, does not question me about finances too much. I spent $25,000 on this test, and we found three species of our mushrooms had a 10,000-to-1 reduction on the survivability of MRSA and E. coli within 24 to 48 hours. And Agaricon is one that showed great promise in the laboratory and reducing MRSA. So this is something we're quite excited about. I have actually a pending patent on this, and those of people who really want to read sort of the details of this can go to the USPTO.gov homepage, and my pending patents are listed there as well as all of the data. Why I went to the patent route rather than going to a peer-reviewed journal is that I have to establish the patent first, because it's called prior art. If I publish it in a journal first, then I lose my patent rights. I'm up against Big Pharma. I'm a small little company, and we are dedicated to helping people on planet, and we're involved in some very novel research. And so I have to carve out my patent rights so I can control this intellectual property. The farmers have largely ignored mushrooms as a resource for novel medicines. And it's been a long road for us to get here, but yes, to answer your question, there are several species in our repertoire that's in my community that have very strong antibacterial properties, specifically against Staphylococcus aureus, staph bacteria, and E. coli. And, you know, we're, our immune systems are under assault, and these antibiotic resistant strains of bacteria are spreading everywhere. And having a 17 species blend, I think, outsmarts the ability of an individual bacterium building up a resistance.
Okay, Paul, so somebody like Kevin who unfortunately contracted MRSA, what would you tell him to do? How would he take it? How often would he take it? How long would he take it?
Well, without crossing any lines, if I was in his situation and I had MRSA, it could be used topically as well as internally with the liquid extract. I have had a case history just recently of a person came to me with MRSA who was orally taking Agarikon, and she had 5 spots where MRSA was on her body, and 4 of the spots cleared up within 2 weeks. That's very, very much very encouraging. But I've had a number of doctors who've had cuts, and for wound healing, they've applied liquid extracts directly to the wounds, and they've seen a remarkable healing recovery rate far beyond the norm. So I think both topically as well as internally is what I would personally do. But again, I want to be careful about what I say because I'm not making a recommendation. But this is how medical science progresses, is from individuals coming forward with something that has been systemic, that they have not been able to get rid of, and then they recover, and so we build upon that knowledge.
Okay, thanks so much for that call, Kevin. And all of the products that we mentioned, the Agarikon, the Turkey Tail, the My Community, the Stamets 7, and the Cordyceps and the Lion's Mane, all of these products are available from a company, Paul's company, Fungi Perfecti. If you go to Fungi Perfecti in the manufacturer's section on our website, you'll see all the products listed, or give us a call at the store, 1-800-633-1106. Sometime tomorrow, we'll help you out. Okay, guess what? Time for another short break. Our phone number in the studio, 1-800-321-0710. This is Arnie Gitomer.
This is Dr. Richard Podell.
Our special guest, Paul Stamets, will be back after these messages.
Lately, there's been a buzz about probiotics, but some of us are still left wondering what they are and why they're so important. The term probiotic refers to dietary supplements or foods that contain beneficial or good bacteria, comparable to those normally found in your body. These good bacteria are depleted by the stresses of everyday modern life. Probiotics help to keep your digestion healthy and boost your overall immune health. In order to maintain the correct ratio of good to bad bacteria, it's necessary for us to supplement our diets with a high-quality probiotic. Dr. O'Hara's award-winning Probiotics 12 Plus is a pioneer of probiotic supplementation. Each capsule contains superior natural ingredients and no refrigeration is required, making it perfect for traveling.
Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus is available at Wilner Chemists or on the web at wilner.com. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus, an evolutionary leap in probiotic science. Feel the Dr. O'Hara difference.
Looking for a multivitamin that has everything? One that you can rely on as the cornerstone of your nutritional supplement program? Well, Wilner Chemists has the answer. Wilvite. Wilvite is a complete multivitamin multimineral tablet that has it all. Vitamins, trace minerals, antioxidants, and a full 1,000 milligram of calcium along with 500 milligrams of magnesium per 4 tablets. Everything you need in the proper balance. Don't shortchange yourself by taking a drugstore one-a-day multi. Remember, the minerals calcium and magnesium are just as important as the vitamins. What is important is that you take your minerals in the right ratio. With Wilvite, you don't have to worry. Everything you need is in one easy-to-take, properly balanced formula. Wilvite is available from Wilner Chemists. Stop by either of the 2 Wilner Chemist stores in Manhattan or the new Atlanta store. Log on to Wilner.com or call 1-800-633-1106 and ask for the big free catalog. That's 1-800-633-1106. Wilner Chemists, the nutritional supplement professionals.
Blue Bonnet Nutrition, with its finger on the pulse of nutritional science, has introduced one of the most revolutionary cardio support formulas on the market, Natural Omega-3 Heart Formula. This fish oil formula from Blue Bonnet supplies the highest amounts of important omega-3s, EPA and DHA, in the right balanced ratio scientifically relevant for maintaining optimal heart health. In addition, this more bioavailable and stable triglyceride form of fish oil is derived from deep sea cold water fish that has been molecularly distilled and third-party tested for heavy metals, PCBs, and other contaminants. This purification process also removes the unpleasant fishy taste typically associated with marine fish oils. So, although Blue Bonnet will never claim to mend a broken heart, if you choose Natural Omega-3 Heart Formula, you will never skip a beat. Blue Bonnet's Natural Omega-3 Heart Formula, available at Wilner Chemists. You'll love it.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
And welcome back. Arnie Gitomer along with Dr. Richard Podell, and our special guest is Paul Stamets. And we're taking your questions on the Wilner Window on WOR New York, WGKA down Atlanta, Georgia. And next, let's talk to Bruce from Atlantic Beach, Long Island.
Hi, this question is for Paul. What about your product for prostate cancer? Any studies or any thoughts?
Yeah, there's no clinical studies that I know with our products specifically. There is the research showing that 5-alpha reductase is inhibited through the use of these mushrooms. I believe there is a clinical study out of Europe. I would have to go and check and pull that reference up directly. So I don't know of any clinical studies in the United States that have been completed on prostate cancer.
Okay, thank you very much.
Okay, Bruce, thanks for that call. Next, let's talk to Alicia from Brooklyn, New York. Hi, Alicia.
Hi. This question is for Paul. I want to know what mushroom products would he use for pancreatic cancer?
That is a very tough question. I've had personal friends who have died from pancreatic cancer, and it's especially deadly form of cancer. And Dr. Andrew Weil reported one of his friends who had pancreatic cancer survived the curve much longer than other patients in that same group using medicinal mushrooms. But I can't obviously make a recommendation, and anyone who is suffering from that, my heart goes out to you, because that's an extremely deadly form of cancer for which there's very little treatment.
Okay, Alicia. Thanks for that call. Let's talk to Barbara from Morris Plains, New Jersey.
Oh, good afternoon. Thank you for a most wonderful program. I came in late, but I believe Paul was speaking about mushrooms might be good for memory in the brain.
This is the work that I was mentioning by Dr. Kawaguchi, and there are several other research articles that have been published, and the lion's mane mushroom has these aranacine compounds. These are diterpenoid compounds that have neurogrowth stimulant factors that cause brain neurons to remyelinate. It's somewhat egocentric, but a lot of us in the mushroom scene, we feel like our intelligence has increased from eating mushrooms, and perhaps it's a natural selection process. If we survive the experience, then we're smarter. But there is definitely some very good and excellent research that's been vouched by several other articles in peer-reviewed journals showing that lion's mane mushrooms help neuron health, and insofar as that could affect memory, I think it's a lot psychological consequence of this effect. So I think that yes, lion's mane mushrooms may well help memory. But again, the proof is in the pudding, and not until we have clinical studies can we make any assertive statements.
Is there any value of just our plain old mushrooms you find at the grocery store or that you can grow yourself?
There is value in ingesting the mushrooms, but they don't have the same host defensive properties that the mycelium has. And when we grow, this is a fine, webby, cottony material that you find in nature. If you go out and there's a stick on the ground or a log, and if you tip it over, the mycelium builds the mushroom. And the mycelium, we grow it just to the beginning of mushroom formation. Little baby mushrooms are called primordia, and they are multinucleate. And what that means is that rather than just two pairs of nuclei per cell, there's actually hundreds and hundreds of nuclei per cell. So when in our laboratory, we grow the mycelium to full maturity just at the beginning stages of the mushroom formation, there's a lot more power in the mycelium than there is in the mushroom.
I thank you very much.
Okay, thanks for that call, Barbara. And next, let's talk to Sheila from Millerton, New York. Hi, Sheila.
Hi. Thank you for a fascinating, exciting program. Actually, the previous caller touched on my rather mundane question having to do with, we've been talking about various kinds of medicinal and exotic mushrooms. With regard to just mushrooms in your diet, what are the mushrooms that would be readily available for most of us that you think would be the best things to eat?
I recommend you eat at least three different species of mushrooms per week, and shiitake, oyster mushrooms, maitake, and enoki are my favorite ones. Oyster mushrooms are very, very readily available, and I have an article being submitted to a peer-reviewed journal with Dr. Donald Abrams, the chief of oncology at San Francisco General Hospital, and we have found hyperlipidemic effects with AIDS patients who are taking anti-HIV retroviral drugs, and it causes a hyperaccumulation of fats and raising their cholesterol levels. That's an artifact of the drugs that they're taking. And this is a clinical study that has been completed and soon to be published, and it shows that oyster mushrooms reduce cholesterol. So that's a good one for people to know. You know, mushrooms have no vitamin A and no vitamin C, but they're packed with vitamin B. Mushrooms are actually very well sorted with balanced amino acids and proteins. And as I mentioned earlier, mushrooms can produce a lot of provitamin D2. So taking and eating a variety of mushrooms that you can buy at the grocery store is something that, you know, we grow them, so I don't have to go to the grocery store. But my family never tires of mushrooms, and they're very versatile in the way that you can cook them. All mushrooms should be cooked before consumption. You get virtually no benefit from mushrooms eating them raw. You can't digest them. So that's really important that mushrooms are always cooked. Having raw button mushrooms in a salad affords you almost no nutritional benefit whatsoever.
Thank you for letting me know that, because I eat raw mushrooms a great deal in my salad, so
well,
I don't do that.
If you saute them and then put them in a salad, it's delicious.
Yeah.
And here's a little secret. If you slice mushrooms and you put them on a tray and put them in the oven at 325 degrees, baste them with a little bit of olive oil, flip them about every 10 or 15 minutes, and in about 1 hour, it's a long time, but mushrooms will resemble the flavor of bacon. Now, I don't eat pork, but I love the flavor of bacon. And you can make these mushrooms taste like bacon by just thinly slicing them and cooking them for a long time. Then you add that to salad, and it's delicious.
Okay. Thanks for that call, Sheila. And thanks for those that good advice, Paul. I know cooking mushrooms, you wouldn't think so, but everyone says eat your vegetables raw as much as possible. But with mushrooms, that's definitely not the case. Okay, all of the products we talk about are available from Fungi Perfecti. They're on our website, or give us a call at the store. And now we have to let you hear a message about a product called Cyflamin.
What is inflammation? Many people think that only joints are affected by inflammation. The truth is, the body's natural inflammatory response affects everyone and every major organ system, from bone health to heart health and beyond. Whole body health calls for a healthy, whole body inflammation response, which is why New Chapter is proud to offer America's number one selling herbal for a healthy inflammation response, Cyflamin. Cyflamin is a whole new natural way to manage inflammation and a true scientific breakthrough. Cyflamin has been extensively researched and tested for a variety of health concerns by some of the most respected medical institutions in the world with impressive results. Discover the power of Cyflamin for yourself. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
All right. Well, it's time for us to wind things down for this week. Paul, thanks so much for joining us today.
Oh, Arnie and Richard, it's a pleasure, and thank you for the opportunity. This is the longest interview I've ever given.
Well, yeah, well, you gave a lot of great, great information, and, you know, next time, hopefully, you know, come to New York, we'll do this again.
I look forward to it, and thank you for your support, and thanks to everyone for helping us, because we're on a mission to really help more than just ourselves, and yeah, with your support, we can reinvest into this research.
Okay, thanks again, Paul. Okay, this portion of the Wilner Window has been brought to you by New Chapter, a company that trusts the wisdom of nature with supplements formulated with the benefit of whole food concentrates. New Chapter, the whole truth. Okay, please visit us at either of our two stores, and we'll be back again next Sunday.
Thank you for listening to The Wilner Window. We hope you've enjoyed the show. The Wilner Window is brought to you by Wilner Chemists, the oldest and largest nutritionally oriented pharmacy in the country, and by your hosts, Don Goldberg and Arnie Gitomer.